Spreading some love, just start your morning. No shame in my game. I just wanna praise his name. Living free, but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Spiritual Growth Academy. I also want to welcome everybody to Life Unapologetic with Athena podcast. I'm recording live, so I'm doing kind of a two-part recording, one for social media, one also for the podcast, because these platforms to me are one in the same. So I'm super, super excited to be presenting this seven-part series that I've titled Destiny's Purpose. We know that for the podcast and also for social media, the last series that I did was on the Book of Destiny, right? And so we talked about having this Book of Destiny. We talked about it being God's will for our lives, right? It's the thing that gives us purpose. And because we are first more in our humanness, right, our natural sense more so than our spirit and our soul, we kind of are more in touch initially, right, with who we are in our flesh, in our day-to-day, what we can see. And it's the journey, right, of serving God and seeking the things of God that put us into that spiritual mindset. And so I love the way God is discuss how David breaks it down as the pages of his life were laid out before God, right? Before he was born, before he lived one day. And so God likes to give us these metaphors to help us visualize and to better comprehend the things of God that are for our lives. So with that said, welcome to all my podcast listeners out there. Y'all, welcome. I'm super excited that you're back for another episode. Everybody on social media that'll be watching this, everyone in the Spiritual Growth Academy, I love everybody. I love you all equally. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for supporting and rocking out with me. I pray that Destiny's Purpose really helps you get one step closer to your Book of Destiny, what God's will is for your life, that ultimate purpose that you're supposed to walk out with him, right? That thing that he's called you to do, that dream, that vision, that product, that service, whatever that is, we want to go after that, okay? So we're going to jump into the first topic or the first episode of Destiny's Purpose, Seven Keys to Aligning with the Holy Spirit. I believe that in order for us to access our Book of Destiny, in order for us to walk out our purpose, we first have to be aligned with God. And the way that we align with God is through his spirit, because, you know, Jesus said that, listen, I go up to prepare a place, but I will send you another. I will send you help. I will send you someone who will continue the work in you that I set out to do. And so if we're not aligned with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, then there's no way we can first identify our purpose, right? Second, walk that thing out. Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision down, make it plain, right? So there's so many different aspects to purpose, to vision. I call them blueprints. And we know that in blueprints, it's the structure, right? It's the layout of what will be erected, what will be built up. So I pray that this series helps you in that direction. Listen, we got so much more to come, but let me just stay focused. So Destiny's Purpose, Seven Keys to Aligning with the Holy Spirit is what we are getting ready to jump into. I'm so excited about this. Listen, for those of you who are on social media and you can kind of see the slides, listen, there, this is going to be work notes that are going to come with these slides. So some of the things we're going to be going over during this 7-part series, looking at the 7 keys to aligning with the Holy Spirit. Today, we're going to discuss meditation on the Word of God and just the importance of meditation on the Word of God. What does that mean? We know that God's Word really speaks about meditating in respects to keeping our mind stayed on Him, right? We're going to also be looking at sensitivity to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in order for us to be aware of Him, in order for us to get direction, in order for us to really walk out what our purpose is. We have to be sensitive to the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that's a process in itself, right? Because one of the gifts of the Spirit is discernment of spirits, being able to discern when you're in the presence of certain spirits, both heavenly and evil, right? Because they're both present at any juncture or time. And so we want to be sensitive and aware of the guiding and leading and voice of the Holy Spirit as it relates to us. We're all different. We're going to look at willingness to wait for God's timing. So excited about that. What does that look like when God tells you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, see the protection of the Lord, see the provision of the Lord, see the next steps given to you from the Lord? We're going to look at following God when the way is unclear. Listen, y'all, that is my struggle right now. Following God when the way is unclear. If you are a personality like me, you know that you need it all laid out. You need A to Z and all in between, right? And so when things are unclear, when the next step is unclear, when life is throwing us things that just, it really makes it difficult, it can be hard to really follow God in seasons of preparation, right? Oh, that's going to be good. I can't wait for that one, y'all. Number 5, walking in the Spirit of God in order to be strong and courageous. See, our visions should be bigger than us. They should be intimidating. They should really set us back because anything that God does is bigger than us. Why? Because His thoughts are not ours and His ways are not our ways, right? He's bigger, greater, and grander than we can ever be, even in the conception of our mind. And so when He calls us to partner with Him to do a work in the earth, it's always going to be challenging, right? And so we have to walk in the Spirit of God to give us and empower us with strength and courage to carry out the thing that He has called us to do. You see it in Joseph, you see it in Daniel, you see it in David, you see it in Gideon, right? All of these stories, all of these individuals who walked before us in the Spirit of God, listening to the Spirit of God, they had to be empowered by the Spirit of God to be strong and courageous for what they were called to carry out and do. Now, listen, for those of you on social media, when you see me looking at my microphone, I'm trying to make sure I'm talking into it because, you know, I want my podcast listeners to hear it. And those of you on social media, if you have not linked into the podcast, it's Life Unapologetic with Athena. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on all platforms. We are worldwide, y'all. Now, I ain't got a lot of people, but I got enough, right? And it's getting out there. So, you know, if you want to follow the series, it comes out every week on Friday, a new episode. You know, if you want to listen to it on your lunch break or while you're at your desk or cleaning your house or running your errands, podcast is a wonderful way to be able to consume the things that bless our soul. That was a shameless plug, y'all. That was a shameless plug. All right. So number 6 that we're going to be looking at is the willingness to face conflict. Listen. Now, God ain't telling us to go out there and beat up nobody. He ain't telling us to go out there and say, you know, God told me to do this, so everybody bow down. No, but there will be conflict. The enemy is always seeking who he may devour. And that really means that he's looking to place obstacles that will create accusations that will give him access into our life to diminish what God is calling us to do. And so God has to empower us to face the conflict of religion. Right. When we're stepping out as faith-filled believers, believing in God, believing in Jesus Christ and walking this thing out that He's called us to do, we will face conflict. some of us will face conflict because we want to be accepted. Hello, that was my journey. When your pastors or those that you look up to don't necessarily call you out and put shine light on what you're doing, it doesn't mean that you weren't called. That creates a conflict. Some of us will have conflict because it causes us to have to step away from people, places, and things, hello, that we are used to doing. And so we have to be empowered to, by the Spirit of God, to first of all, be willing to face conflict. Second of all, to be able to navigate through it. Come on. So good. And the seventh key, the seventh episode will be on willingness to obey God and leave all the consequences to Him. Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice. And so that is another whole part in all in itself, right? Is being able to obey God. That is challenging. Why? Because the Word of God says that our flesh, right? Our outer man is at enmity with God. It doesn't desire anything of God or to do God's will. And so obedience comes through consistent discipline, right? Feeding our soul and our spirit man, the things that it needs, right? Well, I like to say getting our soul in check, because that's where our desires and our thoughts and our actions kind of manifest from. But our spirit needs to be fed so that it becomes bigger than our soul and our flesh. Amen. And we'll walk through that. That's a whole nother lesson. Topic one, y'all. Meditation on God's word. First, I wanted to look at destiny. This is called Destiny's Purpose, Seven Keys to Aligning with the Holy Spirit. So I wanted us to understand the meaning of destiny so that we really had an understanding and a concept of why understanding our destiny and understanding our purpose is so important. So the meaning for destiny is the events that will necessarily happen to a particular person in the future. The Word of God said that He predestined us for purpose, for a work in the earth. Our life is meant to partner with Him to do something in the earth. We've all been given a talent. We've all been given a skill set. And so our destiny is something that has already been spoken out for us to walk into. It's that process of identity. It's that process of maturity that we walk into both in the natural and in the spirit. I also wanted to look at a scripture that aligns with destiny. Romans 8:29 says, "For those whom He foreknew, of whom He was aware and loved beforehand, He also destined from the beginning for ordaining them." Okay? So beforehand, right? God knew that He had a work for us. He had a purpose for our lives beforehand. And so He destined, right? He blessed this thing. He ordained this thing from the beginning of His work in the earth so that we are to be molded into the image of His Son and share inwardly His likeness. Listen, the inward part, the soul, our emotions, our five senses, right? Our heart, our thoughts, are inward. And it's what's inward that is manifested outwardly. And so as we're seeking God and we're yearning for God and we're learning from God, it begins in the inside and comes to the outside. The more that we look like Christ on the inside, the more that it will be produced and manifested on the outside. It goes on to say that He might become the firstborn among many brethren. Listen, destiny. God preordained and predestined us forward. I want to look at purpose. Purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. We have a purpose. We are to live in purpose, on purpose in this series, y'all. Every day, we want to live in purpose, on purpose. Every day that you get, you watch one of these series, In Purpose, On Purpose. For my podcast listeners, you're going to be getting it once a week. The series, 7 weeks long, okay? For you on social media, 7 days long. Purpose. Your purpose means that it's the reason for which you were created. You were created into existence for. God's word says in Isaiah 46:10-18, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, that things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure." calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that exalteth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Listen, God spoke this thing, and whatever God speaks out of his mouth must come to pass. It must move forward. Our purpose in life is the very meaning of our existence. And without knowing this, we often suffer ignorance, right? And people think when you hear the word ignorant, that it's calling people stupid or it's diminishing people. To be ignorant means a lacking of knowledge, information, or awareness about a particular thing. If we said, Holy Spirit, show me where I'm ignorant, show me where I lack knowledge, show me where I lack information on my purpose, information of the next steps of the thing that you've called me to do. Give me an awareness, because I don't want to be ignorant to the enemy. I don't want to be ignorant to the things of the spirit that prevent me from getting where I need to go. Okay? So God's word, our purpose, a lot of times we suffer not walking fully in it, is because we're ignorant to what it takes to walk that thing out. Or we just don't know. We don't have any knowledge about purpose. We don't have any information about our purpose. We don't have a sense of awareness. Maybe we weren't brought up, right, to know about purpose. Maybe we're not being taught that thing called purpose. Maybe it's just eluding us for a season, right? But our purpose and the reason why we suffer is because we just lack understanding. A lot of times we fall prey to the illusion that our lives don't matter and we have no connection or impact on the world around us. Okay, so whatever trauma that we've experienced in our lives, right, it diminishes the fact that we're called for something. The negative things that people may have spoken over us or to us, it takes away from the fact that we don't even feel like we have a gift. We don't even feel like we have a talent. We don't feel like we have a skill set, right? Maybe we didn't finish high school. Maybe we didn't go to college, right? Maybe we didn't go to Bible school. Maybe we aren't scholars, right? And so we feel inadequate. We feel insignificant. The Bible offers many insights into our purpose on earth and living within a meaningful mission. The Bible is our tool. It is everything that we will ever need for every day in life. And one thing that the Spiritual Growth Academy is striving to do in the grace of God is to make the Bible practical to the people of God, to those who are called to greater things, that those are hungry for the deeper things of God. We want to give you the tools. We want to break it down so that's understandable. All right. So let's jump into meditating on the word of God. Now we understand destiny. Now we understand purpose. All of those things we're running after. Right. And so meditating on the word of God, our key scripture for this first key of aligning with the Holy Spirit is Psalms 119:105. The series is going to be on many different key scriptures. So each key has its own scripture for you to meditate on for that day, for that week, for my podcast listeners, for those who follow me on social media, Athena Stewart, Psalms 119, I want you to meditate on it. I want you to apply it. Listen, this one really, I had to walk this thing out and really meditate on it and continuously repeat it. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Listen, this scripture sounds so great when things are good, but when things are not good, when you're struggling, when you are having a hard time making it to the next step, seeing even what the next step is, God's word can be difficult to hang on to, right? God says, my word is a lamp to your feet. Like, I'm going to show you the way. It's so dark right now, you can't even see the next step. So let my word be that light to your feet and let it be a light to your path. I'm gonna give you the next step. Now it may not come the way that you want to see it, but I'm gonna give you the next step. Amen. And so sometimes we just have to trust God that he's going to give us the next step. Psalms 119, I wanted to look break it down. So here's a closer look at Psalms 19. Like many of us, the psalmist walked through life. Listen, David, everyone that had an opportunity to write something in the Word of God had to walk through their own journey through life, right? They walked through many different challenges. And so through their journey and through their walk of life, we have the example that's now found in the Word of God, which makes, you know, our steps clear. If we took the time to really look at some of the stories, some of the parables that are in the Word of God, and if we sought the Spirit of God to find that story that aligns with what we're going through, aligns with what we're challenged with, that we could see an outcome better than what we have in our mind, right? Without divine clarity, we, like this psalmist in Psalms 119, 105, would not know where to step without the guidance of God's Word. God's Word is the next step. That scripture that we may read in our quiet time in the morning with God, one scripture could be the key to what you need to do. If you could just break it down to be practical to your situation. This is why I love the concordance. This is why I love commentaries. This is why I love study Bibles, because they break down each scripture so that it can be practically applied to your life. Listen, if you don't have a King James study application Bible, I strongly encourage you to get one, because it helps you walk through life in the Word. It is possible to walk the path of life without knowing where our thoughts manifested will lead us. Listen, everything that we do physically, every action that we take is as a result of a manifested thought. Everything that we do and every action that we take is as a result of a manifested thought. And so it behooves us to meditate on God's Word so that every thought that rises up in opposition against what God says for us, about us, and to us, that we can speak back the Word of God, so that when we manifest anything, any action, any answer, any movement, that it's aligned with the will of God. By doing this, we allow the Word of God to lead us. So at times, we don't know if our choices will lead us to fruitful manifestations or unhealthy manifestations. This is often as a result of not being self-aware. Listen, what I love about the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, is that He really will allow you, He will empower you to be aware of yourself, aware of your actions. Listen, I have a hard time sometimes with road rage. And what I've been noticing in this season on my journey is that before I can even say something negative, the conviction falls to allow me to be aware, first of all, in my thought, before I even speak it out. And I'm like, ooh, sorry, Holy Spirit. And I say, sorry, Lord, forgive me, because it might have been something already developed in my heart that I was going to speak out. And so, you know, I want to have to go back and do the work to undo what I just spoke against that person or that place or that thing. And so being self-aware is so important to manifesting fruitful, healthy things. Listen, God wants us to all have a harvest at the end of each season, right? And so seasons, we got four seasons. And if we go through four seasons, both in the natural and the spiritual, every time, every cycle of life, right? Every cycle of the year, if we went through our four seasons within that year, being self-aware and choosing to be led and aware by the Spirit of God, then we would manifest fruitful things. And if we were manifesting and sowing seed and cultivating and nurturing the seeds that would yield us a harvest at the end of the year, we'd be a lot better off. But I believe that there's some like me that have not been able to really grasp self-awareness the way that we should. And we're seeing unhealthy manifestations. We're seeing loss of jobs. We're seeing bad attitudes. We're seeing bad habits. We're seeing slothfulness and laziness. We're seeing loose tongues. We're seeing all of these attributes that don't really speak highly of God whether in us or out of us. And so we feel like we just need to get it together. Is that you? I know that has been me. And I'm excited for the switch and the change that God is doing. So one of the gifts of the Spirit that we have access to is discernment of spirits. We see it in God's word. Listen, we need to know about this gift because we freely have access to it through the Holy Spirit. And through this gift really helps us with self-awareness. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians 12:10, to another, the working of miracles, to another, the prophetic insight or the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, to another, the ability to discern and distinguish between the utterance of true spirits and false ones, to another, various kinds of unknown tongues, to another, the ability to interpret such tongues. These are the gifts of the Spirit. So God's Spirit has these gifts that he allows his children, the children of God, you and I, access to. And all of these gifts we have access to. None of these gifts are designated to just one person. We all can operate in miracles. We all can operate in the prophetic. We all can operate in discerning between bad and good spirits, right? Holy spirits and evil spirits. We all can operate in speaking in tongues and interpreting tongues as the Spirit of God gives the interpretation. We all have the ability to tap into these giftings. And I feel like, listen, sometimes we get taught the wrong thing. Sometimes we're taught to go after one of these gifts because that's what God has given us. That's not necessarily the right context. Now, there's offices of the Spirit of God that we hold and that we should seek after to see, God, what office are you calling me to? Because from those offices, from those ability and skill sets that apply to that office that God is giving or calling you to, the gifts of the Spirit then partner with that and complement that so that you can carry that thing out. This is purpose, y'all. This is purpose. Knowing the office, am I an apostle? Am I a teacher? Am I an evangelist? Am I a pastor? Do I have the office of administration, right? These offices mimic or are they go along with your sphere of influence. Who am I called to? What are the people that I'm called to? Because whatever that purpose or that vision is going to align with that office and the gifts of the Spirit are then going to allow me to effectively walk that thing out. I'm trying to stay the course here. I'm trying to stay the course. So one of the gifts is the discernment of spirits. See, I believe that being able to tap into discernment of spirits allows us to be aware when the negative spirits are trying to speak to us, influence us, or lead us. We'll be able to be aware that action that we're getting ready to take isn't from God. That move that we're getting ready to make isn't necessarily ordained by God. And so I believe that if we take the time to look into the gifts of the Spirit to help us and empower us to be self-aware, we can make more healthy habits, healthy decisions, healthy choices. Without the ability to discern the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, our inability to be aware of His Spirit creates unnecessary suffering, y'all. Listen, as a result of that, we lack true self-awareness of both our destiny and our purpose. If we're not aware of Holy Spirit, if we don't even have a concept that he's trying to do something in our lives, there's no way that we're even going to think about destiny or purpose. Like, these things will probably seem foolish to us because it's only through faith and faith in the spiritual things of God that we would even think and desire and hunger to go after destiny or purpose. What am I predestined to do? What does that vision look like out of my destiny? What have you called me to walk out in the earth? What are the things, they could be plural, that you've called me to walk out? So God's word can be a lamp to our feet. Simply said, the Bible is a tool we need to practically help us walk in the direction of God's will. This is destiny's purpose, to walk out the will of God for our lives, both individually and collectively. Yes, there is partnerships that should be had. This isn't about doing things alone. We should not live life alone. We should have a tribe. We should have a wise counsel. We have those people that we can tap into to make sure that our vision and our decisions are aligned with the word of God, that they are also plugged into the source, the Spirit of God, to give us confirmation on the revelation that God gives us. Okay. The Bible as a tool will give us practical insight. Practical, meaning I can apply it day to day in my life, right? The practical insight will be to the direction and promises necessary to walk out purpose. Listen, I got this slogan with this series is living in purpose on purpose. And the way we live in purpose is to live in the will of God. And the way we live in the will of God is through choice on purpose. We choose to. Okay. Think of all the different words we use to clarify walking. Okay. We use the word stroll. We use the word slog. We use the word stomp. March, stride, sashay, glide, wander, ramble, tread, prowl, promenade, roam, right? All of these are different words that we use to move about. The different words show that there are many different ways to walk, right? Everybody has a different way of doing things. Everybody has a different way of moving in and out of God. And each of them say something very important about self-awareness, about direction, right? So as to the way we are walking or not in the spirit, resulting in manifestations in the natural. Each one of those words, each one of those forms of walking can say a lot about how we're moving in the spirit. How are you moving? Are you slogging around? Are you stomping? Are you marching? I love the word stride. God gave me that. He's like, Athena, stride in my grace. This ain't about hustling. This ain't about striving. Striving is to do things in your own strength. But if you stride, it's like you're gliding through the process. All of these different words I listed out can be a way that we're walking. How are you walking? Are you roaming? Are you prowling? Are you prowling? Listen, are you stomping? Are you mad? Are you just taking a stroll? You ain't even got a care in the world about purpose or destiny? Or are you striding in the grace of God, the purpose of God, the will of God for your life? Here are some ways we, as faith-based believers, should practically practice walking in. One, we should walk worthy. You are worthy. Ephesians 4:1. We are worthy. We should walk uprightly. Listen, we are righteous in right standing with God. Isaiah 57:2. We should walk in the light. 1 John 1:7. The light. God's word is light, right? It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We should walk humbly in anything and everything that we do. Malachi 6:8. None of these are possible to walk in without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit and the daily meditation of the word of God lighting our way. We can't walk worthy. We can't walk uprightly. We can't walk in the light of God, in the word of God. We can't walk humbly. Why? Because our flesh wants us to do everything but that. Our ego and our pride wants us to do everything but that, right? Our pride wants to tell us we're not worthy. We're not enough. We're inadequate, right? We're not righteous. We just skinned our knees yesterday, or we slip and fell last night, right? We've been in the dark. You was in the club, right? Or you were so prideful. You ain't even had no humility. And now you want to walk upright, walk worthy, right? So we need the Holy Spirit to encourage and give us the hunger to walk in these ways, right? Because if we're stomping around or parading around or strolling around, then we're missing the right way to walk. My God. The word of God not only showed the psalmist where his feet stepped, but it also showed direction that he should remain in. It showed him the next few steps to take. I believe that that was a testimony of the psalmist when he said, your lamp is a light to my feet. I now I can see my feet. So I have an idea of where I stand, and it's a light to my path. So God, I'm going to take this thing one step, one day, one move at a time. I'm going to bite the elephant piece by piece, bit by bit, in faith. And in trusting and in humbling myself before you. And so my A personality, I'm going to put it in check through consistent discipline as I take the next few steps. The Bible is a tool to teach us the right and wrong directions, leading us through destiny's purpose of our lives. It'll tell us if what we're doing aligns with God's heart for us. It'll tell us if what we're doing does not align with God's heart for us. We certainly do have some inner senses of this in our conscience, right? Our soul is our conscience, right? But our conscience, our soul, can be weak, it can be ignorant, or damaged when not properly built up daily through our spiritual and natural five senses. Listen, we got five senses: touch, taste, smell, sight, sound, right here in the natural. Those same senses also have spiritual significance. And so the word of God is higher even than our conscience, our soul, and it teaches our conscience and our soul. So as we begin to meditate on the word of God, aligning with Holy Spirit, allowing him to be a teacher to us, right? Because the word of God says he's our teacher. As we begin to align in the natural, our five physical senses, what does that look like, Athena? That looks like me getting up, which I've been practicing, y'all, early in the morning, and the first thing I do is go to the place that I've designated, my prayer room, and pray and have a conversation with God, worship, repent, have a lifestyle of repentance of things that I may have done throughout the day or the day before that maybe I slipped and I didn't see, and I maybe forgot that I said those things, or I looked a certain way, or I thought a certain thing in my heart, and so I just want to clear the slate for the day ahead, right? And so practically, I'm aligning my five senses with get up. You're breathing this morning. You yawn. You're tasting. You can talk. You can see. You can hear. Go and honor God before you do anything in your day. And what is that doing? That's sharpening my five spiritual senses, because I'm bringing my flesh and my five natural senses under subjection. And I'm putting God first. I'm meditating on his word. I'm reading a scripture a day. One thing I like to do practically to meditate on God's word is to read a song, a Proverbs every day. There's 31 Proverbs in the book, right? And so each day, today's the third, each day you can read a proverb. That's a way to meditate on God's word. And somewhere in the word, every day that I read a chapter, something stands out to me that I can meditate on as I walk through the day. This now helps me to be conscious of the things of God, self-aware of his spirit by meditating on his word. What the cloud of fire word to Israel, God's word is to us today. We know that the children of Israel were released from Egypt, right? After 400 years of slavery. And as the Red Seas were parted, they walked across on dry land. And the way that they were led, the way that they knew the direction that they were to go, was by a cloud of fire, right? And a pillar by night and a cloud by day. And so just as God did that for them, and it was more of a physical thing that they could see because they didn't have everyday access to the Holy Spirit. God has given us his word as a natural manifestation of who he is to us in our everyday. And so we have to learn to accept that as the guiding, the compass, right? God's word is for us today. His word is who he is to us for today, for every day. It's adequate to guide us through life, leading us to our destiny and life's purpose. It is enough, y'all. I don't care what the enemy says. It is enough. Listen, if you read it and if you meditate on it regularly, other than just opening it, you will see that it will definitely lead you through every day. Psalms 1:1-3. I love this because this one Psalms right here is both direction and it's promise. And it's something that I am reminding God of every day that I'm walking through this new journey. I feel like I'm back on track and going in a direction of the things that God wants me to do. It says, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and invaluable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, and purpose, right? Chasing after the bag, getting your hustle on, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, or sit down to relax and rest, where the scornful and the mockers gather, right? We ain't in them clubs, we ain't in them bars, right? We're not in the highways and byways of the sinner, right? But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord, and in his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates. He ponders, he studies by day and by night, in the morning, in the evening. And he shall be like a tree. Here's the promise. That was the direction. Here's the promise. He shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended to by the streams of water, Holy Spirit, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Every season will yield a fruit, either fruitful and healthy or unhealthy. And its leaves, everything that it produces, also shall not fade or wither. That thing will last. It will be prosperous. It will have longevity. And everything he does shall prosper and come to full maturity, y'all. That was the Amplified version because, listen, they give you a full understanding. I pray that this has blessed y'all tremendously. I pray that you got something out of this. Ooh, 40 minutes. Amen. I wanted to go 30, but I'll take 40. I pray blessed y'all. Listen, for those of you on social media, I see you tomorrow. For those of you on the podcast, listen to me next week for part two or episode two or the second key, because we're doing seven keys to align with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. I love you all. Until next time. Bye now.